From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. It appears U.S. President Donald Trump will be meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president made that announcement on Friday.
We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it soon.
Mr. Trump also addressed news of the possible release of Americans in North Korea. He said that substantive talks were taking place. He also alluded to the possibility of good things happening soon, so the public should say, stay tuned. The president also said U.S. troop deployment in South Korea was not on the table for the summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The United States is promising to hold China to account for what officials describe as a dangerous and reckless use of lasers near a U.S. military base in Africa. VOA's Doug Bernard has more.
In a brief statement released Friday, China's defense ministry said the accusations were false. Foreign ministry spokesman Hua Chunying said the Chinese side had conducted, quote, serious checks into so-called criticisms and told the U.S. that these accusations were groundless. According to U.S. defense officials, the lasers were fired from the Chinese military base in Dorale on at least three occasions, resulting in minor eye injuries for two American pilots. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Burundi has announced a six-month ban on broadcasts by Voice of America and the BBC. The ban is set to begin on Monday. VOA has two FM transmitters in Burundi that will likely be shut down if the government follows through on the ban. Listeners, however, can still tune in to VOA on shortwave, the internet, or on nearby transmitters in neighboring countries. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jillian Wong reports a document has emerged showing the Trump administration has asked China to reduce its trade deficit with the U.S. by $200 billion by the end of 2020.
This shows that the U.S. is striking an assertive stance in these talks that are aimed at averting a trade war between the world's two largest economies. Chinese analysts seem to think that the aggressive posture struck by the U.S. in its demands listed would be seen as unreasonable and potentially akin to bullying, which, you know, would make it difficult to tone down friction over these issues.
That was the AP's Jillian Wong. International negotiators held a peace conference Friday to mark the dissolution of the Basque separatist group, ETA, after its 60-year fight for an independent Basque state in northern Spain and southern France. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Sinn Féin's former leader Gerry Adams also welcomed the dissolution of ETA and called upon the Spanish government to move ETA prisoners closer to their homes. But Spain said on Friday there would be no change in policy over ETA prisoners. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy commended the victims of the Basque separatist group during an address at the conference. Jailed ETA members are held in prisons throughout the country. Their supporters have lobbied for years to move them closer to their families in the Basque country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
There will be no Nobel Prize for Literature issued this year. Reuters news agency's Jacob Greaves explains.
The Swedish Academy said it intended to hand out the 2018 award next year. The decision coming after the group met late Thursday evening, all after the husband of one of its members was accused of sexual misconduct. Photographer Jean-Claude Arnault is married to Katarina Frostenson. He denies all allegations, but the Council of Authors and Linguists has taken flak for its handling of the scandal. The postponement is rare, but not unprecedented. A prize was given a year late in 1950.
That was Reuters' Jacob Greaves. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that he has shifted his position over possible talks with U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, saying his lawyers have advised him against any talks, but that he would submit to questioning if it was fair.
I would love to speak because we've done nothing wrong. There was no collusion with the Russians. There was nothing. There was no obstruction.
Mueller is investigating alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. 2016 election and possible collusion by the Trump campaign. German prosecutors are saying their probe of former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn is ongoing and won't be affected by charges brought against him in the United States. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.